Hello. Today the church celebrates the seventh Sunday of Easter, and our gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 17, verses 11b to 19. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, "Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I send them into the world, and I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Many, many years ago now, Charles Dickens wrote a novel called Great Expectations. It tells the story of a boy named Pip who comes from a poor, lower-class family in a small English town. He has no hope of leaving his surroundings, getting a good education, or becoming successful. He seems destined to a life of poverty. One day, while playing in the hills outside his town, Pip met an escaped prisoner who desperately needed help. He went out of his way to help him. Months later, a lawyer from London arrived at Pip's home. He informed Pip's family that an anonymous donor had arranged to send him to London to be raised in an upper-class home and given the finest education. From that moment on, Pip's life changed greatly. He was rescued from poverty and given a life of hope and opportunity. A number of years later, when Pip was a successful businessman living in a fine London home, a dirty, lower-class working man knocked at his door. Pip treated him unkindly and tried to get rid of him. It turned out that the man was the prisoner that Pip had befriended years before, and it turned out that this same man was the anonymous donor who rescued Pip from his life of poverty and made possible the life of wealth and education he enjoyed. The man had used all his resources to ensure that Pip was educated and living well, and he was very proud of Pip's accomplishments. That story is kind of a parable of Jesus and us. Sin had doomed us to a life of slavery and despair, with no hope. We had nothing to look forward to. But then came Jesus. He rescued us from that doomed life and gave us a life of freedom and spiritual opportunity. We owe everything we have, are, and enjoy today to Jesus, who purchased it for us at the price of his own life. Now we find ourselves in Pip's situation. Just as he realized how much he owed the man at his door, we have a sense of how much we owe Jesus. And just as Pip suddenly faced an important decision, so do we. How will we use our new life of freedom and opportunity? How will we show our gratitude to Jesus for all that he has done for us? And this brings us to today's gospel reading. Like Pip, each of Jesus' disciples had to decide what they would do with their new life of freedom and opportunity, and how to show their gratitude to Jesus. Each one, except for Judas, of course, decided to commit to Jesus and his life to complete the work that Jesus began. And so Jesus prayed to his Father for them, asking him to protect them and saying, "As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world." Our celebration of the Eucharist says that, like the apostles, we have decided to cast our lot with Jesus. We, too, have decided to commit our lives to completing the task that Jesus began. And so the same prayer that Jesus prayed for the apostles almost 2,000 years ago now, he prays for us. Just as he sent the apostles into the world, he sends us to complete his task on earth. Let us close with words that come from today's second reading. Beloved, if God has loved us so, we must have the same love for one another. He has given us his Spirit. We have seen for ourselves the love God has for us.